You're listening to SBS News.
For many Democrats, it seems the character of President Donald Trump himself is a significant factor. There's no doubt that his approach to politics is polarizing. But for voters like Jessica Breitschwert, there are deeper issues. Like many of Mr. Trump's supporters, Ms. Breitschwert's Christian faith is a factor in deciding how she votes. But her faith is not persuading her to support Mr. Trump.
I am a Christian, and I know there's some Christians who, you know, are very for Trump, but I think he is a walking contradiction of what we're meant to be as Christians, and I could never live myself voting for him.
Ms. Breitschwert has a first-hand experience of White House policies, and that's convinced her that she should not be supporting Donald Trump. Her husband is Iranian by birth, and he was teaching in Spain when President Trump instituted a ban on people coming into the U.S. from Muslim backgrounds.
Donald J. Trump is calling for a total and complete shutdown of Muslims entering the United States.
The ban saw the couple separated for 2 years before he was able to finally get a waiver to enter the United States and rejoin his wife and the baby he hadn't met.
Certainly a lot of us view Trump's ban, travel ban, as a Muslim ban because primarily targets Muslim countries. I mean, it's completely impacted my life these last couple of years. I mean, having to have a relationship and a marriage be kept alive and kept strong from across an ocean because of the president's decision. I mean, there's nothing he could do at this point that would ever make me vote for him because he literally stole 2 years of my life.
President Trump's determination to close down the so-called Obamacare health system, which gave health insurance to thousands of low-income families, is also a factor in the decision-making of Democrat voters. Democrats claim the administration is trying to strike down those protections, particularly for people who have pre-existing conditions. Sarah Cliff is an investigative reporter for the New York Times. She told National Public Radio that whatever the White House claims to be doing, the result is what the Democrats are saying.
So I'd say generally when you look at President Trump's record, it is not one of trying to uphold protections from pre-existing for Americans with pre-existing conditions. It starts with support for repealing the Affordable Care Act, which created those protections, and a number of plans circulated by Republicans that would not continue those protections, despite some statements they made about it.
Sarah Cliff says President Trump promised a replacement health care plan right from the start, but there's been no sign of one yet.
I remember when President Trump was inaugurated, or right before his inauguration, he started saying there's going to be a health care plan, and all the health reporters were kind of, you know, jittering to see it, like, oh, what's the Trump plan? What's the Trump plan? And we just, you know, we're 4 years out from that, and we just have not seen a plan. The White House constantly promises that a new plan is coming. They've done that in recent weeks, and then it just doesn't turn up.
President Trump's actions or inaction on the COVID-19 pandemic have also raised concerns among Democrat voters. The impact of the virus has stretched the resources of America's health system to breaking point. Fiona Tulip from New York received a phone call from her mother, who was experiencing the early symptoms of coronavirus. It took some time for her to get a test, by which time her condition had deteriorated. Her condition worsened, and she was in and out of hospital. But then things happened very quickly and she was rushed to hospital again. Ms. Tulip says her mother was beyond help by then.
By the time she got to the hospital, there was really nothing we could do. She lost her pulse when they put her on the gurney in the ambulance. She lost her pulse on the way to the hospital. And by the time she got to the hospital, the doctor said that if they were to save her, she would likely be in a vegetative state. So we had to make a choice. It was so fast. It was so fast. 1 week. And I didn't talk to her. I didn't get to talk to her on the phone. I didn't get to tell her, you know, I love you. I didn't get to say anything like that because I would have never thought that would have happened.
Ms. Tulip says there were people, even in the hospital, who were following the advice of the president to not wear a mask.
She had an interaction with a visitor at her hospital. The visitor was visiting her dad, and my mom asked her to wear a mask. And the woman said, I don't have to wear a mask if my president doesn't wear one.
And many Democrats are unhappy at the way the White House has appointed officials and the reasons why those officials have been appointed. Lane Mostyn is the vice chair of Democrats Abroad in Australia, an organization encouraging expatriate US citizens to vote in support of Joe Biden. She says the White House is actively trying to disenfranchise voters who rely on the postal ballot. President Trump claims postal votes are open to fraud, though he's provided no evidence for this. And Ms. Mostyn believes the man the president put in charge of the U.S. Postal Service is doing his best to make it harder for the organization to get the postal votes to their destination on time.
The United States Postal Service has experienced what certainly some of us would consider to be sabotage, right? And there is a Postal Service, I believe he's a commissioner, who is appointed by Trump and has dismantled a lot of the automatic postal sorting machines. He has imposed some strange rules around what is delivered first. And there's a lot of concern that by the time November 3rd runs around, that things are going to be worse than they are even today.
While opinion polls show Joe Biden leading President Trump in the race to the White House, opinion polls also showed Hillary Clinton leading Donald Trump in the last days of the 2016 campaign. Millions of Americans have already cast their vote, reflecting an extraordinary level of participation given the difficulties of running an election during a pandemic. But it will be after November the 3rd before the world finds out whether enough of them voted Democrat to change the president. Alan Lee, SBS News.